In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Is the summer season a buying season for stocks? We'll talk about that with Jeffrey Kleintop in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. In certain retail sectors, such as autos, the summer season is considered the buying season. What about stocks? Are investors primed to buy more stocks, or is it a sell in May and go away mentality? Let's ask Jeffrey Kleintop, Chief Global Strategist at Charles Schwab. What about it, Jeff? Do you see the markets headed higher as we head towards summer?
You know, Charlie, this summer might be a summer of some volatility for the markets. Maybe not quite as much volatility as we saw in January, February. But look, we've got the warm-up to a big election. We've also got the Fed on the cusp of hiking interest rates, in addition to still a lackluster environment for earnings. So rather than a continued march higher, like we've seen from the February lows, I'd expect some ups and downs this summer as the market adjusts to these new drivers.
Ups and downs. Okay. Are investors in a cautious mood these days, or might they be more confident now that, you know, the uncertainty has pretty much left the markets over whether or not the Fed will raise interest rates?
True. The markets do seem a bit more confident about the Fed outlook. I'm not so sure they're confident about where the political environment's headed, nor where the global economic backdrop is headed. One thing I'd note is that lately I've been hearing from investors that they've been more excited about the performance of emerging market stocks. They were certainly leaders earlier this year, but here in the month of May, they've started to pull back a little bit, and I think that could be what we see for the remainder of the year. The emerging markets are dollar dependent, and we don't see renewed dollar weakness in the second half of the year that would help emerging market stocks. Also, economic growth in developed countries, like what we saw in the first quarter in Europe and Japan, has been surprisingly strong, while it appears economic stimulus in emerging markets like China is pulling back, which might weaken the outlook for EM economic growth. And then finally, industrial commodity prices may be stabilizing rather than continuing to climb as they did earlier this year. And some emerging market countries rely heavily on commodities, so we're cautioning some of the investors who got a little enthusiastic about emerging markets earlier this year. They may, in fact, lag in the second half.
What does that mean for the dollar? You're saying some established economies overseas their outlook is better, whereas emerging markets are not so good. What does that do for the dollar?
Well, the dollar has been very dependent on relative interest rate movement. So with the outlook for the Federal Reserve to hike rates maybe once, maybe twice, maybe more in the second half of this year, that's likely to put a floor underneath the dollar, given that we're not likely to see similar moves anywhere else, such as with the Bank of Japan or the European Central Bank. And remember, it is short-term interest rates that tend to drive currency movements. So given that, a stable to slightly stronger dollar, that's going to tend to favor the developed markets over the emerging ones, and in particular, Europe over Japan. Japan has been suffering quite a bit with a rising currency. They may get a little bit of support here, but there's much better growth in Europe helping to drive that euro stronger, and that might be the more important factor.
Okay, if I'm looking for places to invest, might I not consider financial stocks, you know, banks at this point, since higher interest rates are good for banks?
Yeah, higher interest rates are good for banks, and that could be a real positive. They're a negative for the utility sector and the telecom sector, so that's a bit of an offset and might keep the overall balance of the market overall in check. One of the other areas you might want to look are mega caps. It looks like trade might be beginning to bottom and start to pick up in the second half of this year. That should help those big mega cap companies so dependent on global trade activity.
You've mentioned some worries, some concerns. What are investors most worried about nowadays? Is it relative weakness in corporate earnings or, you know, business demand?
You know, actually, I'm hearing more about politics, maybe the rise of populism as a big risk, and concerns about pulling back on free trade or any number of factors that have been cited, just the uncertainty around the election season in the U.S., but also the Brexit vote coming up in about a month over in the U.K., a number of elections coming up later this year and early next year in Europe. But I think they may be going a little bit too too far. I'd note that in Europe, we've seen the rise of anti-establishment parties over the last several years, and yet they've utterly failed to influence policy in the direction they campaigned upon. And in fact, we've seen instead labor reforms and tax cuts, narrower budget deficits, and work done to lower trade barriers. I'd say that actually investors may be too cautious about the political environment we see over the second half of this year. Expect some market volatility, but probably not economic volatility. And Charlie, that could mean some buying opportunities.
Okay. Jeffrey Kleintop, Chief Global Strategist at Charles Schwab, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, got an Android device? Look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.